Hi everyone and welcome to the Covered Mindset Podcast with McGinley Coaching. I'm your founder and host, Lorna McGinley. Today we're joined by Amit Hissell. How are you, Amit?
I'm good, Laurie. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Can you just tell the listeners a wee bit of background about yourself and what you do?
Yes, sure. I'm Amit, as you told. I'm the founder of Focus Sports Education at the moment, where we are delivering new generation courses focusing on football's technical areas. It's a new dimension in learning in sports, and we are creating something that can be easy to reach, more accessible for everyone in football who are aspiring to be better.
And we talked off here, your past. You worked in kind of youth football and kind of developing organisations. Can you just tell us what the kind of previous years of, you know, you've worked on and how you've kind of went from working, and you said you worked in three different countries. So just kind of how you've kind of developed different cultures. So therefore you have to, you know, see what you need to improve on to get the best out of yourself in different countries.
So I will again start with Focus. Focus was a result of actually pre-football, where I was managing the company, which was focusing on individuals and organizational development in the youth sector. It was an international initiative. Again, we were partnering with clubs like Man City, FC Barcelona, Borussia Dortmund, the clubs which have proven expertise in academy, both coaching development and players development. And from 2017 to pandemic times, and due to COVID-19, it has been, the business got broken as there were really strict restrictions. And this led us actually, this didn't stop us to provide something development platform to professionals, and we noticed that we need to transform everything what we have to a digital form, and this was actually the reason how Focus has been revealed.
Yeah, because it's interesting, because I did the kind of the two courses, the foundation sporting director and the advanced sporting director course, and they're really a lot more detailed than I thought, but that's just because maybe I'm going out of my comfort zone. See, when you are creating the kind of first one, the foundation of a sporting director's course, what is the kind of key elements of it? You know, so is it aimed for grassroots coaches? Is it aimed for professional? Or is it aimed for kind of everyone? So everyone kind of has another way of learning, as they say.
Yes, actually, this foundations of sporting director's course was initial. Focus isn't an organization which provides programs only for sporting directors, but this was the initial program. And the idea was bringing awareness to professionals in football, because this is a position where everyone wants to be there. It's kind of dream, you know, the most popular area in the football, most magazine. And we believe that people should have more awareness before, you know, having desire into it. And the way how we deliver it is the main criteria is to make it accessible. This is valid for the pricing, but also from the technological point of view, because today everything is very easy to use. You know, 8 years old person can use YouTube easily. That means all the user experience, everything must be on a level, on a capacity that is, you know, today's philosophy in technology is easy to use. And at Focus, we are creating this as well. We believe that the high-level education, the high-level knowledge, next-level knowledge must be easier to access. It shouldn't be something premium. It shouldn't be something for the maybe 0.5% of the entire industry. And the foundations of Sporting Directors program, we have held 4 editions. And in each edition, the experts were from leading organizations. And one of the criteria also when we are speaking with potential experts, that they are change makers. because we want that. I mean, beside of having proven expertise in their career, we want that they also have advanced in their career to enable them to have empathy with our peers, with our members, because we want high interaction beside of the knowledge. Because this is the point where people learn from each other, and as well as having interaction with the experts, that makes learning more enjoyable. So more, you know, engaging, enjoyable, dynamic, keeping it on a high dynamism is crucial.
Yeah, it's interesting because the you looked at that because I did the someone kind of sent me a link for the kind of first course and I thought this is interesting. You know what I mean? But I was really intrigued by. Because I'm a head coach, but I spoke to a couple of coaches in the last kind of couple of months about every kind of head coach in reflection is actually a mini sporting director of some sort. So they learn how to, you know, deal with the finance, how to deal with managing up, managing down. And also when you get you have a bigger job, you genuinely want to, you know, learn about ideas, but also just more on the basically how to expand your knowledge, you know, and I see the experts that you have from, you know, the guys at the EPP, you know, like Anna Edwards and Dave Sleman, you know, really interesting, but talk about leadership. The kind of next big course was the kind of advanced course, which was really, you know, that really went out of my comfort zone because you talked about there's different parts of leadership, but also you've got the academy, you've got the dealing with finance and also just dealing with, you know, how to work in a professional environment. That was a pretty big course. It was quite intense, you know, because it was about 4 months, you know, of the knowledge. How did you, you know, help coaches develop, you know, new ideas from this course, the Advanced Sporting Directors course, and also see the experts you have, they're all at a top level. But the biggest thing is you got to ask them questions. Is that something that you try to implement through the kind of course that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in addition to foundations, we developed also advanced program. And in the advanced, it was 8 weeks. Yeah. And foundations was 4 weeks. In 12 weeks, the idea was through a fast-paced program, through an intensive program, giving the certain perspectives to our members. As you mentioned, also our members came from different roles and backgrounds. We had people from Mexico to Zimbabwe, really from everywhere, from Africa to Scandinavia. In our programs, as mentioned, they were fast-paced. They're still fast-paced, actually, to express the certain ideas, certain knowledge, in a way that they can use in the next day at their work. So the sessions are based case-based learning. The form is case-based learning that makes learning, as previously mentioned, more enjoyable. Because when you enjoy, you know, when you have test, when it is delicious, it means that you don't forget it. So also the knowledge that you can gain actionable frameworks, tools, strategies, you know, that, I mean, maybe you cannot use in the next day because you don't have the role yet, but it's important to have, to be equipped with these roles. And how we developed, how we advanced our programs is, we recently started our collaboration with Garrett Jennings. Garrett is well known in England, and he was the head of technical directorship at FIFA. We are working with him since 5 months, and we have developed our new concept, Focus Club. Actually, foundations and advanced program are much different than Focus Club, because at Focus Club we have over 120 workshops, which is 6 times than these two programs. And also the pricing that I need to mention. It is less than combination of foundations and advanced program. It is less than 1,950 Swiss francs. And the idea is that giving leadership, management, innovation, change, communication, all the crucial skills, abilities that a leader must have. Not only the leaders, actually, also the aspiring leaders must have. And in addition to this, we build specialist areas, specialist course. These are the academy, scouting, recruitment, data analytics, technical directorship, sporting directorship areas, sporting strategy, etc. And each of these points are also going very in-depth. And each of them, we have at least 10, 12 workshops minimum. And the idea is first building a certain level. I mean, we cannot build leadership. We can just refine and make it better, create more awareness. And the idea is making this on the best possible way, you know, making and opening the people's eyes, our members' eyes in the leadership, emotion, intelligence. Except in the first 3 months, four months, we have intensive of this leadership and management areas. And then upon this, we are going more in depth in the specialist areas, starting with the legal areas, for example, football governance, football business, first giving the general perspective about the industry, the business, why owners, why Americans, why Saudis, they're investing in this business. Because first of all, every stakeholder of this industry must know what's going on behind, what is the idea. And upon this, then there will be the specialist areas. And as I mentioned, that there will be 10 to 12 minimum workshops. That means that we are again giving a foundations level of course in the first 3-4 workshops. And from there, we are advancing, we are increasing the level of the intensiveness of the sessions in each specialist area.
Yeah, because that's the biggest thing. It's like a mini university degree of some sort. You know, like you're learning how to build, you know, your knowledge, but just increasing tweaking it just so you can make it more, you know, what you kind of want to learn from. And you said obviously there's it's a club, but I know there's different modules. Can people just access just certain modules, or do they have to buy the full year? It's just because a lot of maybe some of the concepts are not relevant to what they want to learn. But again, I think if you're not learning something new every day, then you're not really learning, so, and not go out of your comfort zone. Is it just a yearly package, or is it more I will only do 2 months or 3 months or 4 months?
It's an entire package.
Yeah,
it's a club membership, actually. You know, even it isn't relevant. You think that it isn't relevant to your area. We say that it doesn't disturb you, or it wouldn't really bad if you join to this session and, you know, just get to know people, enjoy just 70-80 minutes of an expert talk. Our approach is in this way, because any program in the ecosystem now, if you want to have an academic directorship program, for example, one of the certificates that is covered in the club membership is already like 2,000-3,000 euros or dollars, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I mean, our entire membership is 950 Swiss franc. So the idea is here also growing well-rounded stuff in organizations. I mean, in a way, we are empowering organizations. Because, for example, you're a coach, Laurie, it wouldn't be really bad if you know how to build a sporting strategy, you know, when you work with your technical director or with your sporting director. So you have more intellectual knowledge when you sit at a lunch. You have more things to speak about. So it is the idea of the club membership. Otherwise, we would easily name it as a master's program and take a price of like 10-12K. But our idea is, I mean, this is the commercial way how others think, but our idea is creating a new generation continuous learning and development platform. You know, it's an arena that just come and join and connect to people from organizations like Newcastle, from Portals or Maht Academy. You know, from very diverse regions, and all professionals are here.
Yeah, because obviously a lot of people look at pricing, you know what I mean, and thinking like, oh, that's expensive, and there's a lot of cost of living, you know, problems in the moment, and people are struggling, but people also want to learn, you know, and I think the way you obviously is perceived is you get quite a lot for very little money-wise, but you're also learning that it's not about the finance as such, it's actually learning what skills do I have to improve, what can I do to get myself that a little bit better, get myself through the door, because I know that when I was did a couple of the courses, I reached out to five or six of the experts, and they get back to you very quickly, because they know that there's no ability to speak to these guys and girls about kind of the anything, because you don't have the right, because they're all busy. But I think it's really incredible that they always say, if you want something, just reach out, and it might take me 2-3 weeks to get back to you, but I'll help you. And an example would be one of the coaches I spoke to, or I spent a message to, and he phoned me from the airport, and we had an hour's conversation about different ideas, helped me become that a little bit more prominent of what I want, but also just having that, do I want to work in this industry? Do I want to, what part can I improve? And you said, obviously, you've got the emotional intelligence, the start of it, and a lot of it starts with that. You know, how do we, as coaches, learn about ourselves? How do we know more? This is obviously a new project, you know, with this kind of club, but the other previous projects have been a success. How, you've obviously got academy football in there, and, you know, other parts. This kind of first couple of modules are on kind of leadership and environment. What's the kind of year? How does it look, you know, like a timetable for, you know, for the year? What's the kind of plan?
So it is, it's an annual membership, by the way.
Yeah.
It's club membership. And the entire curriculum is 12 months. And in some months it's really intensive, and some months, for example, December will be light, and summer will be light. Because of the holiday times, you know. And so we are having a parallel curriculum is like we had in primary school, you know, in one day you learn math or science, different things, and we are implementing this instead of building a curriculum which only focus on specific things in short time of periods. We are having a parallel curriculum. So we will start with leadership and emotional intelligence. We just started, actually. And next will be intro to football business. And this will be about the past, present, and future, as well as the economics. And then we will have mastering impactful communication. And by the way, this communication, for example, it will cover how to speak internally and externally with your staff, with your teams, with hierarchical areas. But besides, there will be also how you can make impactful presentations. You know, can you make it? Because this will be something you really need. Storytelling or public speaking, how to speak with the parents of the players, how to speak with the technical director across, you know, areas. And then there will be building a strong management foundation. Again, this will not be just a regular management program, but we will go in depth about systematic thinking, decision making, the ways, the approaches, strategic planning, building an organizational culture. And in January, we will go in the legal areas, football governance and related areas. And then we will start academy. Related points, and this will cover academy operations, creating a strategic plan, vision, coaching development programs, frameworks and plans, talent ID and development, pathway design, and so on. There will be really A to Z everything about academy. And we will start also the sporting management and strategy and then building a recruitment structure and foundations of scouting department, foundations of data analytics department, for example. This is very crucial because data is a, you know, lovely word that everybody needs, actually, the functions. But how an amateur club or how a, you know, lower division club can benefit, utilize this on the best possible way. We will go in depth the ways, the approaches, you know, from elite to low division clubs. And data analytics, the entire program will cover, I think, 20 workshops. So it will be a really comprehensive program, including performance analysis, on and on the pitch, everything. I can share with you the entire curriculum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'd be here for hours. That would be great. Just because we've only got about 5-6 minutes left, there's just two more questions on it. I know the biggest thing I learned was when I did it, I maybe missed one or two because of your work. Is everything recorded, you know, so people can watch it in the watch back? And also, you talked about the kind of yearly thing. What if people may struggle, you know, or is there a way of just talking to you about maybe installments or something, so therefore it's a little bit better? Because a lot of the biggest thing is, you know, people want things now, but they might struggle, you know what I mean? So just kind of two things on that. Is that something that you can they offer?
Yes. So people, you know, when they see Focus, they should think something like The Zone or Netflix.
Yeah.
We are a platform, as you said, people can watch the sessions anytime when they want. They can complete the assignments anytime. Not anytime, we give, you know, some restrictions, of course, in order to keep everything in an efficient way. But everything is very flexible. They can connect to the experts whenever they want. They are getting the contact information. So it's a new generation platform where they have high flexibility and world-class experts and insights. This is the core value proposition that we are providing to our members. And in terms of payment, we are giving, again, flexibility. There is a 5 installment option. And I can also share the link. I mean, they can check this on our website. And we make everything on the high flexibility that people can join a world-class community. And also one of the things that I wanted to mention, you said about the sessions, but for example, we have 2 sessions every week and 1 reflection session on Fridays. It's a fixed date, fixed time. We have it almost every week during the year. And this is actually the most enjoyable part of the program. And sometimes they are more, how can I say, they are more, and there are more insights that you gain, perspectives, that you can use at your work, or you can share with your colleagues. You know, you literally gain new perspectives, like people from USA soccer, for example, or from Japan, how they grow talent, or from Australia or from Belgium. They're really very rich in terms of the intellectuality.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll put the links in the show notes later on. But no, thank you, Amit, for explaining that. It's actually a really good concept, and it's something pulling some people, a lot of coaches need, but they just struggle to know what they want sometimes. And sometimes it's just, even if they want to talk to you, you know, send you an email, you know, to explain, it's so much easier, because people are a wee bit afraid sometimes of something new. But when I spoke to you, you gave me a lot of insight, which is great. So thank you again for taking the time to talk to me.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Ollie.